The Ninth Dragon by E.B. Cross. Narrated by Corey Snow. Chapter 1. Short-Sighted. Paris, August 15th. It was time. Turner checked his watch, then tossed a few more francs onto the saucer and stood up. In front of the Café Terrace, a guitarist slurred folk songs in mangled French, redolent of Algeria. It was time to move now, time to meet his contact. Turner threaded his way through the closely packed tables and chairs and walked off quickly, heading down the busy Boulevard Saint-Germain in the direction of the Rue Saint-Jacques. He weaved in and out of the crowds of strollers, stopping only once for a good look at the object of a large crowd's attention. They were ogling an escape artist. A bikinied assistant was binding the artist in chains. Turner moved on. Marshall Turner was a seasoned agent. He'd been in the company for years, since graduation from Dartmouth in the late 50s. Over the past quarter century, he'd been in many world hotspots, from the Far East, through the Middle East, to the Near East. He'd helped overturn a government or two in Latin America. He'd shaped the fate of more than one emerging African nation. He'd spent the better part of a decade intriguing in Eastern Europe. He was an old hand, and a good one. Twice the company had commended him for bravery, in Angola and in Cambodia. He was one of the company's best, so they'd tapped him again. He was in Paris to lure a man into a trap that wouldn't close till the entire turncoat operation the man worked for was crushed utterly, half a world away. At the Rue Saint-Jacques he turned toward the river. As he approached the little church of Saint-Julien-la-Pauvre, he slowed his step. Out of the shadows stepped a small Asian dressed in a white linen suit.